Let's turn in our Bibles tonight. We've been talking about authority, and we've talked a little bit about the devil, some of his names, where he is now. Where is he now? He's on the earth, right? His power was destroyed. His authority was limited. He was in heaven as Lucifer, the great chief angel, who apparently, you know, he liked to lead a lot of the worship and things, but the Bible says sin was found in him. And he lifted up his heart, and we saw where he said, I will. He was going to exalt his throne above what? God's throne. How many thought that, you know, that didn't work out so good, did it? Why? Because God is all powerful. God is all knowing. Amen. He knew. And he didn't last long, did he, Satan? Didn't take very long. He was cast out of heaven. Now he is a pretty good deceiver. He took some of the angels with him, a third of the angels. So Satan and his cohorts were cast out of heaven. Just like man, when he sinned, was cast out of the garden. God had to say, no. But he made a redemption for man. And praise God, here we are. And there's a lot of benefits when we receive that redemption, amen, that salvation that came through Jesus. And one of those things that we received was the ability and the authority to walk all over the devil and his works in your life. Now, see, sometimes we can be limited to some degree in other people's life because sometimes they want it that way. See, sometimes people listen to the enemy and they like it. It gets them attention or whatever it is that they like about it. They say they want it that way. Jesus himself cannot stop that because he has given man free will. And you know what? If that's what they want, they can have it. They can have that. But, amen, you and I, we have authority, what? In our life. You and I, we learned here that we were talking about a few scriptures I'll take us to real quick. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. I want to just review just for a few minutes. Who give me just 5 minutes here? Give me 5 minutes. Oh, I got Joe, give me five. Give me five. 15. Where we got? We got one more. How about you, Mike? You give me five. All right. Praise the Lord. We're moving up here. It won't take long. We won't be long. But I just want to kind of review just a few things. And we'll go over a few scriptures. All right. And by faith, our faith rests in one place. And that is the finished work of Jesus Christ in what? His death, his burial, and his resurrection. A lot of times we want to hang out. Sometimes we get caught up saying, hey, take it to the cross. Yes, we took our sin to the cross, but that's not where the victory was won, was it? Yes, that's where sin was placed on Jesus. That's where sin was put upon the Lord Jesus Christ. But how many know the victory came when he was what? Raised from death to life. And when he was raised, you were raised with him. And the resurrection gives us new life. And the resurrection gives us the power of God in our life. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1. Let's just start here. I'm going to read from 16 to 20. And see here, it says, Paul is praying here, and he says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Hallelujah. That power that came, that he worked in Jesus when God raised him from the dead. He went from death to life, from spiritual death to spiritual life, and from physical death to physical life. He was raised in bodily form and came alive again to the Father. Though he was made sin, he bore the penalty of sin, but then came this resurrection life, and that's what came on the inside of you and me. When we look down a little bit farther here, Jesus here is raised, he's seated with him, and he said that he put verse 21, let's just read a little bit further. Far above, he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above what? All principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Now notice here that Jesus was set up, and it says he is the head of the body, the church. That means that's you and I. Who's part of the church? Amen. When you're born again, you're part of the church. Every true born again believer is part of the church. And so Satan's and his power says he was put what? Under his feet. It's under him, far above, seated far above all the work of the enemy. Amen. All that is named and given him the name and made him the head over all things to what? The church. That means Jesus, the head of the church. Now, when you think about somebody, a person, you don't just think about their head, do you? No, you say, hey, that's my mom. But you're not saying she's my head. You don't just see her as the head. You see her whole being, don't you? You see her head, you see her body, you see her all the way down. And so we are part of who Jesus is, the Bible says. We are the body of Christ on the earth. We are the part of God that still is alive on the earth. Therefore, he needs us to exercise the authority that was given unto him that he gave to us. We are the ones that are seated with him far above the power of the enemy. See chapter 2. Let's read just a little bit further here. It says, and you has he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. And we looked at that as one of the names of Satan, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, just as the others, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up, what, together with Christ. Hallelujah. In the heavenly places, okay, made us sit together. He raised us up together, and he made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Good news, folks. This is good news. We were dead in sin, but we've been made alive with Christ. See, with Him, in Him, through Him, we are able to walk with God and be able to walk according to what? His abilities, His strength, His power, which He delegated to you and I, the church. We now have that authority, just like Jesus, over all the power of the enemy. When it comes to your life, Satan has no right, and you have all right to demand him to leave you alone, to come no further. That's far enough, devil. No more. Stop. You leave me alone. You cannot destroy my life. Why? Because I am in Jesus Christ, and he has given me all authority. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. I could go home now. That's shouting ground. Amen. That is shouting ground. Do you realize that much of the church has not realized that they were literally changed when Jesus came to live on the inside? Many say, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, you became a new creation in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that if any man be what in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Old things passed away. All things became new. What we were, it says, ye were, according to the course of this world. You used to walk according to this world. But now, what? Now. You know, we did have some things. We were like the world. We did walk according to the flesh. But God, because He's rich in mercy, and because of His great love with which He loved us, He has made us alive together with Christ. See, we were dead in trespass and sin. That's where you used to be. You're not dead anymore. Now you're alive to God. Your spirit man was made alive, and you have contact with God Almighty, and you are able to walk with Him. Freed from sin. Freed from having to follow after your flesh all the time. You now have power within because you've been raised and you've been seated and you've been changed from the inside out. See, it's not everything outside that changed immediately, but we change what? Inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I remember 2 Corinthians 5:21. How many know that scripture? Hallelujah. I know when I had somebody telling me all the time, they said, well, you just think you're so righteous. And finally, one time, I didn't know what to say, but verse 21 says, for he made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Not in ourselves, but what? The righteousness in Him, in Christ. Jesus' righteousness became ours. We inherited it. We received it when we're born again. And so this person kept telling me, you just think you're so righteous. And finally, one time, I'd had enough, and I said it out loud, even though I was kind of nervous. I'm still learning these things. I was still being transformed in my mind from thinking I'm a sinner saved by grace, see? No, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and I'm learning this truth. And finally, I said, well, I am. And they did not know what to say. They just got quiet. They didn't know what to say. They didn't have a clue. Hallelujah. And something on the inside of me. You know, you ever say that? Something down here. Right down here in my spiritual man. It was like it just, whoo, little flip in there. Oh, that's so true. Woo. I thought, wow, it's really true. God, the Holy Spirit, bearing witness with the truth of God that was in the Word of God on the inside of us. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for being my righteousness. Not that I'm so great, but He's so great. And he came to live in you and I and make us great. Amen. He made you great. He made you an heir with him. He wants you to walk with him and to exercise the authority that we've been given. I said I was going to be short, but I'm being kind of long-winded. I know we've went over some of these things, but I think it's important we realize and we recognize and we keep ourselves reminded that, hey, I'm not a nobody. I'm somebody in Jesus. I've got something to say. Jesus will set you free. See, sin is not the problem. Jesus took care of the sin. We just got to get the sinner to Jesus. Hallelujah. Problem solved. Glory to God. Isn't that good news? See, we haven't really believed that as the church, as a whole. We're so, oh, well, you know, we're just trying to get by. We're just barely walking by. We can barely make it. Oh, if we could just hang on. I know one day we'll get that new body. But Jesus said, no. While you're in this life, I have promised you life and life more abundantly. He said, yes, the thief cometh. He's the one that's trying to put you down. He's the one that's trying to get you to feel guilty. He's the one that's condemning you. He is the accuser. We've seen some of the works and how he operates, haven't we? We looked at some of those names, but we've got a name which is above every name, and his name is Jesus. Amen. And when you were born again, you received that name. And that name, see, it's not just the name, but faith in what that name has done. And the Bible said that he made a show of him, what, openly, destroying and paralyzing the enemy's power, saying, no more, Satan, you're not going to have your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God forever. Woo! There's good news tonight. And I don't apologize. I'm happy about it. Glory to God. It's exciting, see? Not that the devil's subject to us, but guess what? Our names are written in heaven. We've got eternal life. But before we get there, here on this earth, there are blessings that God wants us to take with us. And when the enemy tries to stop us, we can put our hand up and say, no further, Satan. You're not going to destroy me. Sickness and disease, you get off of me. You and your cohorts desist against me because God has given me all authority and I resist you. And I demand you, devil. We're not demanding God. But we demand that the enemy desist in his maneuvers, that he go from our life. We may not have all authority all the time in somebody else. Now, that you get around them, they come around you, then guess what? Your authority can rub off on them, and it can work in their behalf for so long. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, they get around Joseph, they'll probably have a strong heart. You know, they got any heart trouble? They won't have it when they get around him because his faith is strong. Amen. You know, and if they'll listen, we could teach them to get it off their self. Amen. Hallelujah. All authority. You can exercise it. You can take what God has promised, and we can allow that to affect us. Let's go to Luke 10 for a minute. Hallelujah. It's good preaching tonight, Pastor Doug. Good preaching. And teaching. There's an amount of teaching with it. Maybe I need to stand in my dishpan here and teach a little bit too. Luke chapter 10. You can take that off if you want to, Joseph. Luke 10, verse 19. Now, when I was in Bible school, I had a teacher that would read this scripture. And he would say, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And he'd have this fly swatter and he'd hit that desk and hit the Bible. Nothing shall by any means harm you. And he says, if you don't get anything else out of my class, I want you to understand the devil's a liar and nothing shall by any means harm you. He would teach the kind of the basic class on missions. And everybody had that class, you know, first year, I think, but we had that class in my, he would teach that class, and I'd laugh. You know, you laugh every time, but you know what? It sticks with you. Amen. Glory to God. I say, yeah, no power, nothing shall by any means hurt you, because you have all authority given to us. And these are words in red. Jesus said, you know, this is Jesus. He's saying, I have given you. Right before that, verse 18, I like this too. And he said, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Jesus himself was standing there. And he said, I saw Satan. When I was there with my Father in the beginning. How many know Jesus was with his Father in the beginning? He saw what happened. I saw Satan fall like lightning. And I'm telling you right now, look, behold, take notice. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nothing has the power to destroy you any longer, because Jesus lives big in the inside of you. 1 John 4:4. Does anybody know what that says? We know the last part, but he said, you are of God, little children. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many want to be of God? Amen. It says, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. The God of this world, the world system, the greater one lives in us. And that means there are things that we have on the inside of us. And we have all that authority when we were born again. And we can destroy his works. We can enforce his defeat. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6 that we are destroyed, what, for the lack of knowledge. Yes, but Jesus said, what, when we know the truth, that truth is going to set us free. Hallelujah. How many know it's important to know some things? And we know in whom we believed, right? We realize we've been created in his image. We've been raised with him. We've been seated with him in heavenly places, far above all the work of the enemy. And that Jesus said, I gave you all authority. I've been made his righteousness. Hallelujah. Sin is not my problem anymore. It was destroyed at that cross in his death, in his resurrected power. He came forth and he said, whosoever will, let him come and drink. Glory to God. If you believe, and I know you've believed in Jesus, but you know, if we can get the sinner to believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, if you believe on me, you'll in no wise perish, but you'll have what? Everlasting life. And that life starts right now. You and I have already begun. We're going to live forever. Hallelujah. You ever think about that? Your eternal life has already started. It's not going to end. You'll have no end. See, you have a beginning. We all have a beginning when we receive Jesus, but we don't have an end. There's no end to our life. Yeah, we'll die here on the earth, but we just pass away. That's just our body laying down. Our spirit is going to live forever, just like everybody's is. You know, but we're going to live an eternal life. Hallelujah. Eternal life. See, the very life of God, the Zoe of God, the Bible says, which is just a Greek word, which means the God kind of life. Hallelujah. How many know God's life is way more than just our natural human life? Amen. Glory to God. Whew. But anyway, we've got that power and nothing's going to hurt us. And Jesus is talking about the power of Satan here. God himself is the power behind our authority. We've said that the devil and his forces are obligated to recognize our authority when we call upon that name by faith. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I know I'm gonna go a little bit quicker here, hopefully. Hallelujah. But we're kind of reviewing, but we're also adding some things here that I think are important. When we realize who we are, I'm a son or daughter of the living God. He lives in me. He changed me from darkness to light. I'm alive to my Father. I'm not bound in sin anymore. I am now a son or daughter of God. And in one sense, a saint. When the Bible says the saints of God, that's you. You became a saint of God. In other words, you are his child. You are who he's talking about. Hallelujah. And we choose to lay down our life because of what Jesus did for us. He gave his all, and we say, yes, Lord, we'll walk with you. We give you our all. And we learned already when there's a certain amount, when we surrender to God, there's a certain amount of protection just right away. Amen. How many know? Because we recognize his authority, and it lives in us. He said, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. See, it says first we do something. We resist. And then it also says that when we do humble ourselves before him, God grants us more grace. And grace, we know, is his empowerment on the inside of us. See, because we're recognizing in and of my own flesh, my own self, I can do nothing. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood, the Bible says, Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts in wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, I take up the whole armor of God, that I may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Hallelujah. And having done all to stand. In other words, God is expecting us to stand in this day against all the works, no matter what's going around or happening on the outside of us. It doesn't matter what the devil tries to do. He's not going to destroy me and you. We're in Jesus and we're way more powerful than him. He thinks he's got power and he tries to show it. And oh yes, it looks bad on the outside and to the natural man. But the Spirit of God has given us an authority that he cannot withstand. And he will not destroy us. And he will not win. We know that his final fate is what? Eternal separation from God in a place called burning hell. Amen. It's a hell with fire, which was made for the devil and his angels. It wasn't made for humans. So don't go there. And you won't once you've got Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We can step out in front of the devil and tell him not to come any closer. Amen. We don't wrestle against the natural people. They're just being bound. They're bound with the enemy. They're just listening to their father, the devil, trying to stir all these things up. And they're because Satan hates God, and he's trying to keep them from knowing God. Hallelujah. But it's not going to work forever. Hallelujah. It can't work. Yeah, it may look bad on the outside. Yeah, they may take some people with them. But we're not done yet. We've still got a gospel that's being preached, and the truth shall set men free. We looked at 1 Peter chapter 5. And we see in 1 Peter 5, we saw that Satan was what? As a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 and 9. I'm over here in 2 Peter. I'm getting there. 1 Peter 5. All right, let's look from... let's start in verse 5. It says, "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive one to another and be clothed with humility." Oh, glory to God. Now, see, that's one of the things that I think the church has been lacking in, at least lately. How many people that one of your goals is to be clothed in humility? Amen. That the humility of God, that just means all of my dependence is upon you, Lord. Not on my own strength or my own ability, but yours alone. I humble my heart and my life before you, Lord. And I receive your strength. See, that's the truth. See, a lot of times people get humility mixed up with weakness. It's not a weakness, it becomes a strength. Because Paul said, when I am weak, then he is strong. What? The greater one who's in me. And that power begins to live through me. And that brings a life-changing power that the enemy cannot resist. He cannot destroy. It gives more grace. He says he brings more grace, more divine ability, more strength for our weaknesses. Hallelujah. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Hallelujah. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. See, our suffering is not sickness and disease, but sometimes there is a suffering in our fleshly man. The things that the enemy may come and try to bring against us. He's, how many have ever heard his roar? See, he roars a lot. He makes a lot of noise. He's trying to tell you that you're no good, that you'll never make it. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. All of his dumb ideas start coming to us. But these are some of the things we resist. See, it says resist him, steadfast in the faith. And sometimes there's a suffering in the flesh where we have to lay down our will to pick up the will of God, the life of God, the nature of God, and let it dominate us. See, you can have something in your life, but if you don't use it, it doesn't do us any good, does it? We can have all the faith in the world, but if we don't exercise our faith, then it lies dormant within us. But here, he says, we can begin to do that. Hallelujah. The God of all grace begins to help us. And sometimes there's a little suffering in our natural flesh. We might have to pray a little more. Take a little bit of our fun time and pray. Amen. Our time we're going to relax and spend it in prayer. And sometimes we go through things that aren't always fun because of other people's choices sometimes, and sometimes even our own mistakes. Sometimes we cause a little suffering in the flesh. But God said that he's going to strengthen us. He's going to help us. He's going to bring perfection and establish us, strengthen and settle you. Hallelujah. What? To him be the glory, the dominion forever and ever. Because he's going to get the glory. He's going to get the praise. He said, I've given you dominion over all the power of the enemy. And my dominion that is within you and in your reach will stop the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. But there is here, as we saw, a humbling of ourselves, a submitting of our will to the Father, a surrender, we might say. Yes, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. See, a lot of times we're looking for the will of God. And many times the first place for the will of God is in a relationship with Him, see? And is walking and learning who we are. Hallelujah, amen. And exercising our authority in the different areas that He has promised us. And the blessing of God, which He has said belongs to us. And we begin to exercise our faith, exercise our authority, exercise and receive the benefits that He has given us. Why? So that we are walking with Him, and we can not only, that affects our life, and we get to see changes in our life, but then as we mature with Him, we can affect change in other people's life. Because our authority begins to extend unto our family, unto those around us, and those that maybe somebody asks us for prayer. See, we have authority. Amen. Now, some people don't want prayer. If they don't want prayer, I'm not going to, it doesn't mean we can't pray that they would get saved. I'm not talking about that. You know, but sometimes people don't want healing, or they don't want some things from God. And God won't give it to them if they don't really want it. I know some people that have received some things anyway, just because God's good and the presence of God was there, and they got healed anyway and then got upset about it. Well, I don't get a government check anymore. I'm going to have to get a job. See, we got to find out. Sometimes people don't want the blessing of God. But He's so good, you know, just by accident, they got in the right place at the right time and got their miracle anyway. How many know sometimes the gifts of God start flowing? It'll flow right over on you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this power is to usward, as we saw over there in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go back there just for a minute. Ephesians 1:19 said what? And what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now there is a power. It is what? Toward you and I. It is there. It is the same power who believe what according to the working of His mighty power. That same power, as we saw in 20, which worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. Glory to God. That same power is working in us, toward us, when we yield to Him. See, we just look up. Yes, Lord, I thank You. I know what You've done. And that enemy, he's not going to destroy me. I'm with You, Lord. You're in me, and I'm in You. And we are what? We become one with Him. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Because we're part of that body. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Let's look just right there real quick. I'm going to wrap this up here. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Now, there's many scriptures on His oneness, and we may get into that here, but we'll just take a few here. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, "But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him." Hallelujah. How many want to be one with God? See, Jesus is God. Amen? And when we're joined with Him, when we surrender our life to Him, we become one spirit with Him. And all of His authority, which He's given to us, comes into operation. And we have the ability to begin to reign in this life through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17, real quick. Just turn back just one book there. Romans 5, verse 17 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned through one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness," what? "Shall reign in life through one, Jesus Christ." That's you and I. We can reign. How many know that when a king reigns in a kingdom, what happens? What he says goes. Amen? How many know when you're in Christ, what you say goes? That's what takes place in our life. And that's how we release, one of the number one ways we release our authorities with our words. We begin to decree, "No, by His stripes I was healed. Thank you, Jesus. No, I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might." Not my might, His might. Hallelujah. He lives in me. His strength lives in me. Oh, I may not be able to make it my strength, but I got a greater one on the inside of me. Hallelujah. How about you? See, the greater one lives in you. And His strength begins to become our strength, for we're one with Him. When we walk, what? With Him. See, there's a difference. There's a difference between just knowing Him and then walking with Him by acknowledging every good thing that we are in Christ. Every good thing that we have. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited. I know I get excited, but it's really true. It becomes alive and becomes life on the inside of us when we begin to exercise these things. And the enemy has no power, and we can rule and we can reign in this life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we thank You for Your word tonight. We thank You for the truth of Your word that, yes, Lord, I know we went and looked over some things again on Your authority that You have given us and the righteousness that You have made us, Lord, and the sons and daughters that we have become in You, Lord Jesus, that You raised us up, that we've been raised with You, Jesus, and seated with You far above all the work of that devil. Lord, we know who to blame for the evil of this world. It's not any person, Lord, but it's the devil. And You said that You gave us authority over that liar, over the one that's come to steal, kill, and destroy, one that's trying to take us out, Lord, and to make us neutralized. We thank You, Lord, that we've got that very life of Christ on the inside of us, and we can rule and reign with You, Lord. Oh, we love You, Lord. We thank You, Father. Help us to be mindful, Lord. Help us to remember, Lord, that there's a faith on the inside of us. I got the faith. You remember the song tonight? I got the what? The faith of God in me. I got the life of God in me. I've got the love of God in me. I've got the ability of my Father God. Hallelujah. Because we are what? One with Him in life. Amen. All right, let's stand up.